Okay, today's reading is from Luke chapter 23, verses 32 to 43. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved himself. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
Thank you, Sydney. My name is Simon. Sorry that of all the faces you get to see today, that mine is one of them. I apologise for that. You all look lovely out there. Certainly your forehead and eyes do anyway. How about we pray that God would help us to understand his word this morning? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful opportunity to stop and to reflect on Jesus' death. Father, please help us to understand why Jesus' death is such great news. And we pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I don't know what your plans are for the next 2 weeks, but it's really frustrating, isn't it, the way that things just keep changing all the time. I think if we're all prepared to be honest, we're all a little frustrated. You know, COVID-19 or COVID, it just keeps changing things. One minute we're set for holidays and fun, and the next we're kind of wondering, what's even going on? Will I get to go on holidays? And now we're all in church with masks on. There's no real certainty about the future. It's frustrating. But it's not just COVID-19 that makes life frustrating. Things break in this broken world. You know, a couple of weeks ago, my whippersnipper broke. And so we've mowed our lawn, right? It looks the lawn looks good, but our edges look terrible. They're about this high. Everyone this week in our street has decided it's the week to have glamorous lawns. And so for Easter, our lawn looks terrible, looks tacky. There's like growth like this high. Although yesterday I went to Bunnings and I solved that problem. Or there is the general sickness or the mental health that we might experience in this world that kind of just keeps changing things. I find it really painful, the way that life is so uncertain. It takes me a while to adjust. I wonder if you're the same. I wonder if just below the skin, I wonder if below the or beneath the mask today, there's not a smile, but a face that is frustrated. A face that's frustrated with the COVID-19 and all the other frustrations in the world. Well, today, as we celebrate Good Friday, there's some really good news. In the account of Jesus' death, there's not more uncertainty about our future. No, in fact, if we believe in Jesus, there is ironclad certainty about what lies ahead for all of us. Well, if you have a Bible, please have it open at Luke 23. The verses will also be on the screen. Today we're going to understand what's happening to Jesus on the cross through the two criminals, the guys that are either side of Jesus as he hangs there. We first hear about these guys in verse 32, so pick it up with me from there. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. In these verses, we find out that there are two criminals with Jesus, and they're also about to be executed. And so when they get to this place called the Skull, that's what they do. They crucify Jesus and these two criminals. Now, this place was called the Skull, not because there were lots of skulls there, but it was a hill in the shape of a skull. And the text just kind of mentions what happened to Jesus and the men. They're crucified. Jesus in the middle and one guy either side of him. Luke, the person who writes this gospel, he doesn't give us the details of Jesus being crucified. And there's potentially a number of reasons for that. But one of the reasons is, back in the day, back in Jesus' day, everyone knew what it meant to be crucified. Because when the Romans crucified someone, they did it in a very public way, on a hill with a road kind of leading past. It was a very painful death. It was used to discourage people from breaking the law. It was also a very humiliating process. And we can get a feel for that in the second half of verse 34. The soldiers are basically playing games to work out who gets Jesus' clothes, which means there's not much covering Jesus as he hangs there on the cross. And we can see in verses 35 to 38 that the people and the soldiers, they're mocking Jesus. Jesus had indicated that he was the long-awaited king, the Christ, the Messiah. He'd rescued others from death and sickness and evil spirits. But here he is, the king, hanging on a cross. And so the people, they're mocking him, telling him to save himself. And in verse 39, we find out that one of the criminals is also mocking Jesus. And he says to Jesus, "Save yourself and us." But let's see how the other criminal responds to all this. Pick up the action with me from verses 40 and 41. But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong." This criminal, for some reason, has a really amazing understanding of what's going on here. He tells the other criminal to get his head around what's happening. He says, "We're punished justly, we're getting what our deeds deserve." Now, we're not sure what these criminals did, but it must have been pretty bad to be nailed to a wooden cross. But this one criminal, he seems to know that Jesus has done nothing wrong. He's innocent. And so he tells the other criminal to pull his head in, to stop mocking Jesus. Now, because Jesus is an innocent king hanging on a wooden cross, it poses the question, is this just another frustrated plan? Did something go wrong? Was Jesus in the wrong place at the wrong time? Is this just another frustrated Easter event? An innocent guy dying on a cross. Well, the other day when I heard that we were going into lockdown again kind of thing, I was like, here we go again. Will it be every holiday that COVID kind of turns up and ruins everything? At Christmas time, we're meant to go kind of south of Sydney to my wife's farm, and it's beautiful down there. It's really green, and the cousins were going to be there. We were going to have a great time. But because of COVID-19, we couldn't go. It was super frustrating. Well, a couple of days ago, when we kind of heard the news, I was kind of like, well, here we go again. Plans will have to change. How will it affect church? How will it affect the youth camp that I'm going on next week? These constant changes, they're frustrating. And here we are, wearing masks. And next week on camp, we'll be wearing masks. I'm not sure what we do when we sleep. Do we wear masks when we sleep? Maybe you can answer that question for me. But it's frustrating, isn't it? Well, friends, Jesus was unjustly crucified. He was innocent. He had perfectly obeyed his Father. He had obeyed the Romans. He was innocent. But this isn't just another frustrated plan. This was always God's plan. This was always Jesus' plan. This was their plan to rescue us from this broken and frustrating world so that we can have a sure and certain future. Well, friends, pick up the story with me again from verse 42. Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." This criminal, he knows that Jesus is innocent, and he somehow knows that even though Jesus is about to die, he will somehow still be king. And so he says to Jesus, "When you're king, remember me. However that works, remember me." Well, Jesus responds with some beautiful words in verse 43. Have a look with me. Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Jesus is saying to this criminal, I sure will remember you. In fact, today, this very day, you will be with me in paradise. Jesus is saying that this criminal will be with Jesus in heaven. Now, the word paradise, it's used to describe a beautiful garden. Jesus is alluding back to the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve lived with God in perfection. That is, of course, before the world went pear-shaped because of sin, before the world was frustrated because of the curse. When this criminal dies from being crucified, which will be on the day that he's talking to Jesus, you know, Good Friday, about 2,000 years ago, on that day, he will be with Jesus in heaven, where Jesus is king. He will be with Jesus in paradise. But how is it possible? How is it possible for a criminal who doesn't even get a chance to pay for his crime, how is it possible for a criminal who doesn't get a chance to do anything good, how does he get to be with Jesus in paradise? Well, it's because Jesus was innocent. And it's because he died on a cross to pay for sin. It's because Jesus was both fully God and fully man. Jesus died to pay for the way that all of us have rejected God, to pay for the way that we've all treated each other so poorly. Friends, Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sin so that if we believe in him, we can have a wonderful and sure hope. We can be forgiven. Just like that criminal next to Jesus, who believed in Jesus and got to be with him in paradise that very day. Jesus' death is great news. It's great news today, this very day, this very Good Friday. Jesus' death is wonderful news because it can give us a sure and certain future, just like that criminal on the cross. Now, there's not much in this world that can actually give us assurance that we'll have a certain future. You might think money can do that, or you might think a massive superannuation might do that. You might think good insurance might do that. But none of those things can actually give you assurance for the future. People say there are only two things that are actually certain in this life: death and taxes. I actually know a good accountant, and he reckons taxes aren't that certain. So really, it's just death that's certain in this life. See, the world, it really has no certainty to offer us for the future. It's just more frustrations, more frustrated plans, and then we die. But here in this passage, here today, we've seen, this very day, we've seen that our future can change. Today, if we're like the criminal on the cross and we believe in Jesus, well, that means that one day we can be with him in paradise, in perfection forever. And if you believe in Jesus, that is your security, that is your comfort, that is your sure hope. No matter what happens in this world, no matter how much your plans are frustrated, Your future is sure, it is certain in Jesus, if you believe in him. Well, if you're here today and you're undecided on Jesus, can I encourage you to come back on Easter Sunday, on Resurrection Day, as we remember that Jesus rose from the dead. As we look at doubting Thomas, come back and keep looking at Jesus. Maybe you also have a read through Luke's gospel. You know, Luke was written by a doctor, and he says in chapter 1 that he'd carefully investigated everything. He'd spoken to eyewitnesses. He'd carefully investigated Jesus' life and death and resurrection so that this guy called Theophilus could be certain of the things of Jesus. Check out Luke's gospel. Check out Jesus. Discover for yourself why today is called Good Friday. But if you already do trust in Jesus, know that this world, it will constantly be changing. This world will constantly be frustrating your plans. But when that happens, pause, breathe, and pray. Pray to your God for help. Pray that God would give you perspective. Because you know what? In Jesus, you have a sure and certain future that nothing or no one can take away from you. Friends, Good Friday is wonderful news. And we too, just like the criminal on the cross who believed in Jesus, if we believe in Jesus, one day too, we will be in paradise forever. That's wonderful news. Well, how about we pray? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you speak to us in your word. Father, please help us to know that if we believe in Jesus, that today, right now, we have a sure and certain future, just like that criminal on the cross. Father, please help us to believe in Jesus. And Father, please help us to rejoice in the wonderful news of Jesus dying on the cross in our place. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.